It is BBC Radio Devon in Plymouth. It's Sparksy at breakfast. And our next guest is in a bit of a predicament because have you ever made a ridiculous bet with a mate knowing full well you were safe from actually having to carry out? Well, that's exactly what my next guest had in mind, but it's all gone horribly wrong. Frank Harper, hasn't it?
Good morning, Gordon. Yes, it has.
How are you, sir?
A little bit apprehensive, to say the least, about the 30th of April.
So what's happening?
Well, in December, there's a well-known local website for Plymouth Argo fans called Pasotti, P-A-S-O-T-I. And it's a rumour shop, basically. And someone went on very quickly, just before Christmas, and said that Argo were going to buy the freehold of the ground. In a fit of madness, I was annoyed at the fact that it was another silly rumour and more stirring, and said, if they do that, I will run around Higher Home Park car park in a pink tutu and donkey ears. Things have moved on. They are buying the freehold. It is no longer around the car park because of health and safety reasons.
Okay.
Because all the fans will be milling around. I am now going to wobble around the pitch at half-time during the Ipswich game on the 30th of April. And we've raised £1,100 guaranteed so far. There's a few more £100 coming in. We're having a bucket collection during the game and before the game, hopefully. We're looking at somewhere in the region of over £2,000. So I know it's silly and it's stupid and I will be so embarrassed, but
not as embarrassed as I was when I had to walk down Royal Parade in an Exeter City shirt. You got the better end.
I drew the line at that. They did try to get me to wear that shirt.
Yes.
And no, I didn't.
You can't really back out of it now because it's raised a tremendous amount of money. The Greens on Screen website has got behind you as well.
Very much so. Steve has done an awful lot of work behind the scenes, and I suggest that everyone, if they have a spare moment, to go on to Pasotti, that's P-A-S-O-T-I, just type that into search and follow the leads.
There's some great pictures of you on greensonscreen.co.uk. What's the money going to?
The money is going to Plymouth Argyle's Youth Development. It's a separate charitable trust that was set up in 1995. Basically looks after the under-19s, the youth teams, the centres of excellence, and the youth hostel that they have for when people are coming down for tournaments, trials, etc. They have subsidised keep in the hostel.
And you are a civil servant, and you've come in here with your suit on this morning, shirt and tie.
Tell work I've got that on, because I never wear a suit and tie to work, but I thought I was coming to see the wonderful Gordon. I better dress up.
Oh, bless you, sir. It's radio, by the way.
But thank goodness.
I just can't imagine in donkey ears and tutu. There's a song as well, isn't there?
Yes, I believe so. I've heard a snatch of it, but that's all.
Well, let's play just a little piece of it now. Here we go. This is the song that's going to accompany Frank, hopefully, as he walks around Home Park. Your nickname, Frank, is that right?
That's right, yes.
After the great Jimmy Hinch?
After the great James Hinch, indeed.
Oh, wonderful man. Argyle forward of, 37 league goals in his in his career. So we don't know who recorded the song, do we?
No, we don't, no. I've heard a snatch of it, and it was I was told to contact the website to listen to it. But apart from that, no, I'm afraid not.
OK, I'll play the song in full on Saturday during our Millwall coverage, OK? If you want to sponsor Frank in his tutu and donkey ears, go to greensonscreen.co.uk, and it's the last match of the season, isn't it?
Yes, it is, the 30th of April. Don't forget, everyone, it's a 1:30 kickoff.
Thank you very much indeed.
Thanks, Gordon.
That is against
Ipswich Town.
After which, of course, in the evening is the end of season dinner, which I have the pleasure of emceeing. I'm sure you'll be at that, do.
Yes, I will. Yes.
Are you extending the tutu to the dinner? Evening dress, it'll go down very well.
No, I shan't be, no. Okay. I shall be in a state of shock and tiredness.
Frank, an absolute joy to meet you. You're a very brave man.
Thank you, Gordon.
Like me, when you heard the news that Exeter City had been passing tactics on to Grays, were you shocked that Exeter City had tactics?
Indeed, yes indeed.
Okay. Frank, thank you very much. And greensonscreen.co.uk is the website if you would like to sponsor Frank. He needs all the support he can get.